We are learning Mesachta's Brachas, Daf Lamed, Hey, Yom HaBeis. And we're beginning on the top line. Amar Rav Chanina bar Papa called Nana by Ilma Zeb Lei Bracha. Anyone who's Nana by eating, we're out of Bracha. Ki Ilu Goyz Lei Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's Ki Ilu Yistol from Hashem, U Kness Es Yisrael, and from Klai Yisrael. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Goyzel Ove V'ima V'ima Em Pesha. This is a Pasuk in Mishlei that it says that a person would steal from his parents, and he says, there's nothing wrong with it. Why? Because one day, I'm going to get it also. So it says in that pasuk, "Goes all v'imayim pesha chavul ish mashkes," and the Gemara is dashing like this. It doesn't mean like pshutai, like we just said. It means like this: that if someone eats without a bracha, he's stealing from his father and mother, and he's a chavul ish mashkes. The Gemara explains, "Vein over velakaris baruch hu shnei mahalai hu avicha kanecha." We call karis baruch hu avicha, and if someone doesn't make a bracha, he's stealing from karis baruch hu. Really, two pshatim. Rashi says he steals the bracha, and according to the Mashal, he says, no, he's stealing the food. That's how the Mashal learns. And there's a beer on Machloikas, Nasham and Nisan. We don't have time for that now. Bye and Shom. Vein Imoy el Knesset Yisrael. And Imoy is Knesset Yisrael's Klai Yisrael. Shnema Shema Beni Musa Avicha Valtitash Tari Simecha. So someone who doesn't make a bracha, he's stealing from Hashem either the bracha or his food. And he steals from Klai Yisrael because when he doesn't make a bracha, he's causing there to be less hashpas toivas to the world. And they learn, they lose, they're the parents alike him, like Rashi says. And the Svarim say, the Nefesh HaChaim says, Tnu Oiz L'Lekim, means you have to, when we give brachas to Hashem, it brings down the hashpas toivas. So if you don't make a bracha, that's it's stealing from Klai Yisrael. My chavulus mashkus. I'm talking about Papa chavul Rabban Benavot. Shehishkus Yisrael Avinim Shemeshmayim. He's a chavul to the ishmashkus. Is Rabban Benavot who was choite umachti. Now he did averus. He made everyone else do averus. He put up these egel zav and said, told everyone, you don't have to go. You don't have to be oil regal. You can be come here. Go to the egel and because of that, he caused them to do averus zaros. Someone doesn't make a bracha. It's like a Rabban Benavot. So what's the pshat? So the way Rashi says Kipshuta says Fishul Makel Roye Macherim Velamed the Men Olasis Kain Lohanes Men Olabracha. They learned to be Nenef from Olabracha. So therefore he's being Choyte Machlis Rav. Learn from him. So the Kasha is, I heard this from Rabbi Felder. He says in Nakdom with the Berachas Abayis. He says like this, that the question is that if someone else doesn't make a bracha, you're not going to make a bracha. That's not going to happen. You know, you have to make a bracha. That's Kasha number one. Kasha number two is, what's the dimin to the pasuk? By someone stealing from his father and mother, we understand his Moira Hete. He says, you know what? I'm going to get it one day anyway. Okay, I'll take it now. But what's the Moira Hete to steal from Hashem? So he says, he answers the Berachas Abayis. For what I hear, a guy is making a bracha. Just he never learned Hilchas Brachas, and he just doesn't care. He just makes a bracha. You know, he makes a bracha. He doesn't care. Who cares? He makes a bracha. He thinks he knows bracha. He doesn't learn Hilchas Brachas. He makes a bracha. Whatever he thinks. So then that's the Moira Hete first. Because what do you mean? I'm making a bracha? No, that's no good. That's not going to cause a Shpa'as Tavis. It's the specific bracha that causes Shpa'as Tavis. That's number one. And number two is, he's machnes a rabbin, because when people see that the person is callous in the brachas, then he learns from him. He doesn't learn from someone not making a bracha. But if someone, you know, makes brachas and mumbles brachas and makes brachas not good, that people do learn from. If I care, someone makes a loud bracha, you look at him like a mishugana. That's what it comes out. If people don't do this right, then you know, you look at the guy. So it's taka, very important to make a slow, good bracha. And that's what you see from this Gemara. Zok Gemara Vaita. We're dashing on that. We don't see it. We don't see it. We're dashing on this pasuk going on that. There's no. The pasuk is not like that. Yeah, Zok the Gemara Vaita. Our chinuch Papa Rami Ksiv Lekachti Dagoni Beitoy. Once it says that David says, I'm going to take my Dagon. Sounds like Hashem holds that the food is his. It says in the pasuk in Shema that you're going to gather your tvua. It's yours. Is it yours or mine? Is it Hashem's or yours? Like Kasha, Kambis Ban Shalosh and Cheren Shalmakim, then it belongs to Klai Yisrael. Kambis Ban Shalosh and Cheren Shalmakim, then it belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, it could have said that, yes. And, yeah. Zok, it could be that's the am, because that's the depth of the Gemara, what it means. But the Gemara doesn't say that, yeah. Zok the Gemara Vaita. Tanu Rabbanan, Vasafta de Ganecha. Ma tam aloyma. Why does it say in Shema, Vasafta de Ganecha? It's teaching you how to work. Of course, if you have food, you're going to bring it in home. You can leave it in the field. What's Vasafta de Ganecha? Ma tam aloyma. Fishinema, Aloyomash Shefa Tara Zem Picha. Since it says that you should not stop learning, Yachal Doran Kiksavim, maybe it means Kiksavim, you shouldn't learn the whole day. Tam aloyma, Vasafta de Ganecha. Hanig Bahen, Minach Darakarans. You have to work for a living. And Rashi speaks out that if you don't do that, then you're going to attack a vivatul Torah. It's a kiyum alo yamush. By being hanik behem derech eretz, by working, it's a kiyum alo yamush of Torah. Could never be able to learn. Dei Rabbi Shmuel. Rav Shimon Yechai Oimer, one of them, Efshar, that makes sense. Efshar, Odom Chayrish, Vashas Chrisha. Every season is going to be busy. In the plowing days, it's going to be plowing. Vizarei Vashas Ria, when he's planting, the planting months, he'll be planting. Vakoitza Vashas Ksira. Vidosh Vashas Disha, the root threshing, Vashas Disha Vazera, Vashas Haruach. Tayyar Mata Yaleh, a whole year he'll be busy. Every season is a season for business. If he's going to be busy working, when is he going to learn Tayyar? Hello. This is the pshat and the difference between staff of the ganecha alu yom and shatayr and pi. Elvazman shisho oizim chenish amakim melachdom nasis adeichayim. Someone does what Hashem wants, the melacha we do done the other people. Shnema ve omdu zorim veru tzaneichem. Talking about os lavai that the zorim will come and take care of your tzaneichem. Elvazman shaini shisho oizim chenish amakim melachdom nasis adeichayim. Then they have the melacha themselves. Shnema ve staff the ganecha loy oidosh melachas achayim nasis yadon. Even more is that you're going to be doing other people's work. You're going to work for other people. So you have a chalukas Shimon Yochai and Rabbi Shmuel what to do. Should a person work and work for a living and then learn in his spare time? Or should learn the whole day and let him worry about the work for someone else? So Abaya, Harbi also Rabbi Shmuel also made Yodam. A lot of people did like Rabbi Shmuel and that worked out. But Harbi did like Shimon Yochai and that did not work out. And as far as they say, that Yechidim could do like Shem Yechai. Harbi can't do like Shem Yechai. Omle Rava, Rabbanon. Rava told the Rabbanon, Tusim inaychu, v'yayim in Nisim and Tishrei, lois chazuk mayim. Don't come to Yeshiva, the months of Nisim and Tishrei. Why? They do all your work then the rest of the year you can learn. If you don't do work at the right time, you're busy doing work the whole year. So in the seasons, season of Nisim and Tishrei, one's the planting season and one is the harvesting season, then you go to work then. The rest of the year, come to learn. Omar Rabba Bachana, Omar Yechna, Mashim Rabbi Yehuda Barolai, Bora Eish, Loika Deres Hashem Deres Achreinim. The Deres Hashem were not like our Dar. Deres Hashem also Teros and Kva. By them, the Ikka was the Tairo, Malacht and Arai, and the work was Arai. Vizu Vizu Meskayim V'yodam. And they both were Meskayim V'yodam. Like we had before in the Taisvis, that he asked, why do you make a Berchus Tairo? Every time you still learn, make a new Berchus Tairo. Taisvis says, no, because you're learning the whole day. Punk, you have to go to work. We're learning the whole day. That's called Tairo's Kva, Malacht and Arai. So there, both were Meskayim V'yodam. They made good money, and the Tairo was Meskayim V'yodam. Daris Achorin, which also Malacht and Kva, they make everything, the Ikka is the work, with Taros and Arai, and the Tairo is just Arai. Zu v'zu le'en skam v'yadam. They don't get nothing. Not the Torah, not the panasa. V'om rav v'charam v'yechnam shem Yehuda v'aloi. V'or eish like deres shayim deres achreinim. The deres hashayim, not like deres achreinim. Deres hashayim, yechnisim peiraisam derech traksamayim. They brought the peiris straight through the front door, k'lechayim v'maisa. They want to be chayim v'maisa. Deres achreinim, yechnisim peirisam derech gagas. They look for harama, for shtick, to be part of v'maisa. What do? They bring it through the roof, or through the chatzar, shall we hear that? Or derech karfifos through the backyard, the foyter and a maisa. The kedai to pater for maisa, because maisa is only chayiv if it goes through the front of the door. Don't Rav Yana, ain't a tevum is chayiv a maisa. You know, if tvuah does not become chayiv a maisa, that's a year from nearby. It's told seize the front of the house, and it has to be already processed, like we learned before. Shenema ba'arti akayish min abayis. Rav Yechna ma afilu chatzar kavas. Even chatzar is kaveya. Shenema ve'ochlo v'sherecha v'seveyu. What Kapanim was saying is that the earlier Dairis, they wanted to do the mitzvahs more than us because they did not look for any loopholes in the Maisa. They brought it through the front door. But we bring it through the Gagas and Kafifas in order to get the loopholes. Very good. So now going back to end of the Gagatim, going back to Hilchos Brachos. It said in our Mishnah, all Peiris to Eloi make a Bayer Priya Eitz, Chutz Min Hayayin. Zok Gemara, Chutz Min Hayayin, Maishto Hayayin. Why does Yayin get a special bracha, a Bayer Priya Gafen? It's the only thing that has a special bracha, its own bracha, a Bayer Priya Gafen. What's the reason? Ilei Mishum Ashtani Le'eloi. If the pshat is, because first was a grape, and now it got better, so Ashtani Le'bracha gets a new bracha, a Bayer Shemen. Shemen starts off as a Zayis, which is Bayer Priya Eitz, and the Ashtani Le'eloi comes into oil, which is better. But Ashtani Le'bracha, it retains its bracha, a Bayer Priya Eitz. Tom Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, V'chein Om Rav Yitzchuk Om Rav Yechon, Shemen Zayis, V'achom La'Bayer Priya Eitz. So, what if the reason is Ashtani Le'eloi got better, so why by Shemen Zayis don't you make a bracha, a better bracha also? Sami Hasam Shuli Afsha. I don't know what specific bracha to make. Heche Nevarach. Nevarach Boyer Pri Azayis. That's not a good bracha. Why? Because Boyer Pri Azayis would mean what? The Zayis is the olive, and the Pri Azayis is the shemen. So Perigufa Zayis Ikri. And you can't say Boyer Pri Azayis because the shemen was made by the Adam. Hashem didn't make the shemen. Well, I made the shemen. So you can't say, Hashem, you created the pre hazayis, which would mean the shemen out of the zayis, because the aleph is the fruit. So you can't say, but your pre hazayis, Hashem didn't create that. So that can't be the bracha. So the Gemara says, no, I have eitzah. Navaruch lo, but your pre eitzazayis. Say, but your pre eitzazayis, which is the aleph. Make a bracha like that on the shemen, like but your pre agafen, which is the grape, but your pre eitzazayis, which is the zayis. So it's back fair. If the reason why Yayin gets a new bracha is because it got better, so on Shem and Osu should make a new bracha. Bayer pre eitz zayis. Ella on mazutra a different shot. Why is wine better? Chamra zayin mishlo is zayin. Chamra satiates, makes you full. Shemen does not make you full, and since it makes you full, it gets a special bracha bayer pre gafen. Break the Gemara. Mishlo is zayin. Shemen doesn't make you full. But tonight we learned in the Mishnah. Hanoyder and Amazon. Someone who makes a neder, I'm not going to eat any mazon. Mutter b'mayim b'melach. He's mutter only in mayim melach. Everything else is called mazon. V'avinam ba, and we had a kasha on this. Mayim melach udlo ikri mazon. Hakol mileikri mazon. Everything else called mazon. Namely, after the Rabbi Shmuel, the Amar, aim of varchem b'yim mazon. It's l'vehemin mavad. Rabbi Shmuel say that only the five grains have a din of mazon. V'om Rav Huna, ba'imer kol azon alai. You say kol azon halai is everything is included. Everything is zon. Mazon is only the five grains. But what do you see, Lamaisa? That zon is everything is zon. Everything gives sustenance. Everything gives sustenance. So alma mishka zayin. And the Gemara, no, what I meant to say is like this: al chamra soed, it makes you full, and other things just give you sustenance. Chamra is soed, umishka lo soed. You don't get full from shemen. You only get full from wine, not from shemen. Freit the Gemara, v'chamra misoed, v'arava yishasi chamra kol mahal yomit pischa. Rava drank wine the whole era of Pesach. Kehich nigger libe v'nechle matzah tvei. He wanted to eat matzah with a big appetite, so he drank wine the entire day, era of Pesach. So what do you see? You see wine makes you hungry, not full. The Gemara, tuva gar. If you drink a lot of wine, you get hungry. Porto soed, but a little bit of wine, that makes you full. Freit the Gemara, misoed klal. Does wine make you full? Yayin makes people happy. And lechem makes you full. Namu the soed, chamra is soed. That's what sounds like from the pasuk. No, chamra is beitarti. Has both things. Soed umesameach. Nahama misit soed makes you full. Smuchel umesameach doesn't make you happy. Maybe you should make bench on wine because it's soed like bread. So I'm like kavi inish is the sayo la. You don't make kavi asuda on it, therefore you don't bench. I'm like nachma yitzchak the rabbi. You kavi asuda mai. Let's say something. This is kavi asuda on wine. Does it make a benching or not? I'm like because yavi leyav yemer you kviusa has to be about that to get a kaladam. When the yav comes, he'll let you know if it's kviyas right now. But the daita it's a kaladam. So comes on last comes to Gemara according to Rabbi Yehuda for sure. The reason why wine makes a bari pri gafen is because soed and misameach has both milas. It makes you full and it's misameach. Or you can learn only soed. So here comes the big shaila that grape juice, l'chaira, is not misameach. So maybe you shouldn't make a bayer pri gafen and grape juice. Why do you make a bayer pri gafen and grape juice? It's not misameach. So the Chayin already answer up here, Rashbam in Masechet Baba Basra, that since the wine, when it starts off as grape juice, it has the bekayach potential to be turned into wine. Even now it has potential, the grape juice has to turn into wine. Therefore, it's called misameach. Also, they make a bayer pri gafen. Then they ask, something to put in sulfites in it or pasteurize it to make that can't become into alcohol, so maybe it can't be mesameach. So that's what a lot of the asked, and Rav Shlomo Zalman wants to say through to him, since at one point it was bayer pri gafen, then it loses its bracha, right? Full pasteurization was bayer pri gafen because it had a potential. For lemaisa, there's a tshuva from Rav Henkin, and he said he spoke to Bekiyim, that's a mistake. Grape juice could turn into wine, even though it's pasteurized, it could turn into wine. It has to be open, that ear has to come in. The way it works is grapes have yeast on it, and the yeast turns the sugar into alcohol. That's what happens. So when they pasteurize it, they burn all the yeast away. But if you keep it open, there's bacteria in the ear. The bacteria in the ear will turn even our grape juice into wine, and therefore, even our grape juice has a bekayach to turn into wine. Therefore, it's sod mesameach. Soed is a different question. Is our grape juice soed? That's a whole different shaila. We have no time, klal, for that, to get into that. Zot gemara vayt gufa. What's the bracha of shemen zayis? Like we spoke about before, that the only two drinks that get the bracha of the peri would be zayis and geffen, and that's it, nothing else. Because those two things, that's the ikar peri, is made for that. So make a bar priyes. What's the case? If you are drinking straight oil, azuki mazikle, it's not good for you. It's mazik you. The Tanan, what's the right mazik you? It says, I show you the shemen shel truma, someone drinks oil of truma, mashalam is a karen, he has to pay the principal, then mashalam is a chaymish, doesn't pay the chaymish. Hasach, shemen shel truma, vishmirit, mashalam is a karen, mashalam is a chaymish, pay karen a chaymish. Why? Because when you drink it, there's no hana, it's a zuki mazik, so you don't pay chaymish. You don't have to pay because you destroyed it, it's like a mazik. But if you shmir it, then you had hana, you pay a chaymish. So you see, there's no hana, so how can you say you make a bracha? So Agamara sounds like you don't make a bracha at all. The Rambam actually holds you make a shahakal. But you just want to make an eight, it's a zuki mazik. El the kochle they pass. You dip bread into it and you ate the bread. So yachi, it's not an eight. Yachi, how do they pass ikker who tafel? We know every time pass is called ikker. And you make a mitzvah on that. But tananza, klal koshu ikker, we went tvela, varachal ikker, paitas a tvela. You make a bracha on the ikker, you don't make a bracha on the tvela. A pat is the tvela. So here, how can you make an eight on shemen? So the gemara, the koshos le de nigroin. You ate it together, the shemen. Together with a nigrim, which is like a barsh, it's like a beet soup. Nigrim, maya the silka, is water from beets, cooked up beets. And a sigroin, maya the kula shalki, is old vegetables cooked up. And you mix it with that, and then you eat it, and then it's very geshmak. For the Gemara, we can't have a nigrim ikker, then the nigrim is the ikker thing. Because that's most of it's that nigrim. A shem and tafel. And you put a little oil in it. Anytime you have a main thing and a tafel, you make a bracha on the main thing. Varachla ikker, bite this at tefela. The answer is that you have a sore throat, and a sore throat, you need shemen, but you can't drink shemen straight. So you mix shemen with anigra, and that's how you get the shemen down. But the reason why you drink the shemen is for your sore throat, so you need it for your sore throat. The Tanan, someone has a sore throat on Shabbos, and now I'll take refu on Shabbos. Shouldn't gargle shemen on Shabbos, because gargling shemen is not a normal thing to eat, and people will think you're doing it for refuah, and that's a problem, refuah of a Shabbos, because people learn you lie to refuah of a Shabbos. But you're allowed to put a lot of shemen into a nigrin and drink it. Why? Because that's a meichel briyim. That's something even briyim drink and eat, and therefore you are allowed to eat the nigrin. So then, that's the halacha of bayir priyetz. Talking about pshita. If so, what's the chiddush of bayir priyetz? L'chayra, it's eating with a nigroin. What's the chiddush? So Gemara Tema, kivin de refua kamachava, and your kavan of drinking this is for refua. Lo levaruch l'kla, you shouldn't make a bracha. Kamash blan, kivin de isli ha'na minei bayabruchi. The Teretz is, since he has ana, even though his kavan is for refua, you have to make a bracha. And see from this Gemara, Mari digi yisoid, that even though I'm drinking this thing l'tzaruch refua, you still have to make a bracha. Hence comes the shalas about medicines making a bracha, because I'm only doing it because I'm sick. No. But still, even though you're sick, if you have an maybe you have to make a bracha, and that's a shir of a fiance, and that'll be for a different time.